Okay, guys, let's do the pray of Tikkuni HaZohar before, and then we scan the meditation for understanding the Tikkuni HaZohar, and then we study. Ribon ha'olamim v'adonai adonim avarachmim v'aslichot mondim anachmim lefanecha adonai Eloheinu. ולא אוהב אותנו בקידה ובשתחדה, שקבת לנו לתורתך ולעבדך עבודת הקודש, ונתן לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה, מה אנו בחיינו? שעשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה, על כן אנחנו מטפילים תכוננו לפניך, שתמכל ותצלח כל חטאותינו. ועבודתנו ואל יהיו עבודתנו ועבדים בינינו לבניך, וכי יהי רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהים, לעבודתנו, שתכונן את לבבנו ליראתך. ולעבדתך תקשיב אוזניך לדברנו אלה, ותפרח לבבנו הראל בסודות תורתך, ולומדנו זה נחת רוח לפני כסקותיך, כריח ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו וכל בחינתנו. ושיתנו את צוות עבדיך הקדושים אשר לדם גלית, דבריך אלה בעולם ובזכותם. זכות עבדם, זכות תורתם ותמותם, כשתם יעבוד לנו לבד לקשב את דברים אלו, ובזכותם תאיר לנו במה שאנו לומדים כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל. גל עיניי והביטה בנפלאות בתורתך, כי אדוני תן לחוכמה ופי דעת ונאי לא רצון מברי פי, והגיון לבי לפניך, אדוני צורי ובעלי. We're going to scan now the meditation. This is the meditation from the Ari, every time you want to understand deep of Kabbalah. Wonderful. So I'm going to use a lot of the Tikkuni HaZohar with the Matok Midvash tonight, because we cover it from the Rav Brandwein. So, the Matok Midvash is telling us, I mean, the Tikkuni HaZohar, Matok Midvash, I'm going to read it, what it says. Ada Amar Rabbi Shimon, Milim Elein Sodot Alu. If you remember last time we spoke about the bird nest and different style of study the Torah. And it says, Ada Amar Rabbi Shimon, Milim Elein Sodot Alu. Ahu Saba, Nishman Tzadik Began Eden. Then a soul of Saba, Saba being grandfather. But tell us the Matok Midvash, it's not exactly grandfather. It is actually the Tzadik Megan Eden. It was the soul of a tzaddik that came from the Garden of Eden. Now, how do we know if we have a visitor of a tzaddik? How does it look like when you got a visitor? So the Ari said that it can come in different condition. That one of them of the condition that it come is can be sound like your own voice. So you can hear your own voice, and that's actually the tzaddik that come visiting you. So Rabbi Shimon have a visitor from Gan Eden, belevush ke'ish zaken, and he dressed like an old man. Ez damele, he came to him, like Rabbi Shimon, lakshot lo. It came to Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai to have a debate with him. Now, of course, the question is, why he came to Rabbi Shimon to have a debate? What's the purpose of having a debate? Because the idea is like that. When you study Torah, when you study Kabbalah, when you study Zohar, when you study all this type of study, I did expect a lot of people tonight. What's going on? So I start early. So when you study this type of study of the Torah, you have to have a debate. You have to have some type of debate. Why do you always have a debate when you study Torah? Why this just doesn't go flow? Because a poor leader will tell you that you shouldn't have doubts. Good leader, based on the Talmud and the Zohar, waiting for your doubts, waiting for your own debate. Because through the debate, you're doing sifting. You're sifting the question, and then you remove the bad from the good, and you stay with the good. So why? We know that there is a section in the Zohar that somebody came to ask Rabbi Eliezer something, and after he asked him 10 questions, he killed him. He killed him on the spot, he made him bones. Everybody was there. It was the marketplace. He asked too many questions. He looked at him, killed him on the spot. So everybody asked, what's going on? And then the day after, somebody came with the same question, and he sit with him and explained to him for 3 days. Same question, killed him, life. So the answer for that is, the first guy who come to ask question, didn't want the answer. He just want to look smart when he ask it. So it say, Amore alacha bifnei rabo chayav mita. One of the 613 mitzvot. If you teach in front of your rabbi, in front of your teacher, if you start teaching in front of a teacher without permission from the teacher allowed to kill you. Of course, we're not allowed to do it nowadays, but talk about thousands of years ago. That's the Jewish law. Jewish law. I mean, we don't apply all the Jewish law because Dina de Malchut Adina, one of the law of the Judaism that you have to follow the law of the country where you live. So can kill, you know. But just to let you know, the respect that people ask for teacher, because the teacher will take a bullet for you. That was a good teacher. Teacher is a person who is going to teach you until you will understand, not until he will be explaining it well. He's not busy if he explains it well. But if the student start, not student even, somebody sitting in the crowd and just ask to be just smart, you know, it's disturbing the flow of energy coming from God. So for that student, the teacher is God. And if the student don't see it like that, then why even ask the question? Only for one purpose, to bother. So always when you see student bother teacher, you have to ask, do you see your teacher as God? Or do you just want to bother? If you want to bother, say to him, if you will be in the time of the Bible, we will throw you now out and stone you to death. For that reason, in the Talmud, you have debate all the time. People have argument. So why they love each other after they have debate? What is going on? The entire Talmud, none of you ever studied Talmud, but the entire Talmud is somebody found the Talit. Talit in the synagogue. One say it's mine, the other one say it's mine. And they start pulling it. Zeshelev is Zeshelev, Zeshelev is Zeshelev. That's what the Talmud go to. What do you do? Second question. You found something in the marketplace. You're allowed to take it or you're allowed to leave it? Well, marketplace is public place, so you're allowed to take it. If it's a private place, you're not allowed to take it. So then you raise the question, what if it's set like somebody went to the bathroom and he set it up in a certain way, do you allow to take it or not? So there is many rules like that and different opinion. Then how do you put the mezuzah on the door, straight or this way? So right, Hillel say straight, Shammai says that, what do we do? Both opinion. We put it like that. So I'm just teaching you how the halakha, how the law go, that we allow to have argument, but the argument has to be for the sake of clarification of the words of God. But if you know somebody is bigger than you in the Torah, you have to do it with respect. Say, when it's come to Torah only. Sometimes I say, excuse me, not fully understand it. But sometimes you see students that offer their answer within their question. And I had many students like this in my life who came to sit to me and said to me, how come you pick up only on me? Why everybody can ask questions? I say, you don't ask like you don't know, you ask like you know. When you ask like you don't know, I will be there for you. But if you ask like you know, what are you doing here? Go somewhere else, you know? And that's why it has to be specific. So the reason I'm giving this introduction, because that old man came from the Garden of Eden and he dressed like an old man and he came la'akshotlo. Lakshot comes from the word kashe, kashe mean hard. He came to Rabbi Shimon, he's in a cave. What could be worse than that? In the cave, and they're sending him from Gan Eden, somebody who looked like an old man. After what he said last week. So last week, that remember with the nest of the bird, you should take the chicks, you should leave the birds. If you remember the whole study, I cannot repeat the whole thing now, it's long. So he comes to say, well, maybe you should leave this, you should leave that. If you say it, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you are the one who said it, don't take the mother off the chicks if the people who study Kabbalah. When people study Kabbalah, the Shekhinah has to stay with them. He wants to say that they don't need to take the mother off the chicks. They can be with them. Rabbi Shimon, let me raise a question. If they're such a knowledgeable in Kabbalah, maybe the Shekhinah should not be there because they already got the highest level. Im ken kashe, kashe, kashe mean hard, it's hard. Hard for me to understand, Rabbi Shimon. Now remember, this person is not alive. It's he took a body, looked like an old man, but he's a tzaddik who passed 2,000 years ago, and he just come to Rabbi Shimon to make his... And Rabbi Shimon look for that, you know, real tzaddik look for somebody to teach that give him a hard time. It's a joy. Rabbi Shimon, excuse me. I think if a person study Kabbalah, you know, you should take the children to you and teach them also Kabbalah, and the Shekhinah should go somewhere else. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon la Saba. Rabbi Shimon said to the Saba, Saba means the grandfather, but it's not really a grandfather, it's an old man with a soul came from Gan Eden. Saba, kol atin l'ribuye, mefaresh dvarav, beginda lo amar v'abanim tikach lach, ki ilu shegia l'pchinat banim, enat zrichim yoter l'imam. Said to him, Saba, grandpa, listen to me. Kol itin l'ribuye, itse ve'et abanim tikach lach, Ve'et, it's a Vav Aleph Tet. It didn't say the son you can take for you. It say Ve, the end, A and D. There is not even one letter in the Torah by mistake. Ela ve'et shem atfelim labanim. Said to him, listen to me, grandpa. when he hears the letter Vav, which means end, A-N-D, okay, A-N-D, Ve'et, why do you have to do Ve'et, said Rabbi Shimon to the grandfather? Why do you have to do end? The son you should take to you. Say the son you should take to you. Son, take to you. You understand even the what Rabbi Shimon answered? To enjoy Rabbi Shimon answer to the Ganeden. Ganeden come down to ask him and he answered them. What is the end mean? A and D. Yes, the little chicks, which we studied last time, is the one who doesn't study Kabbalah. You should take to you. So you can raise them to study Kabbalah, which is called Banim. Banim mean sons. Sons, yeah? Children. We studied last week. He didn't say the son, not the son, I'm sorry. Son, you should take to you. Say, and the son. And the son you should take for you. Why and? You understand? He add the letter Vav, which means and, which means there is additional thing in the nest. Remember, we don't talk about real nest and birds and like this. The birds is the Shekhinah. Remember, there is eggs, there is gozalim, chicks, and there is banim. Banim is the people who study Kabbalah. Right? Eggs is people who don't get it, like just Torah, and the chicks is people who come out of the egg, which is people who study the nigle of the Torah, the revealed part of the Torah, but not Kabbalah. Again, when I say study Kabbalah, it's not like motivational Kabbalah. It's you have to know Talmud Yoser Sfirot, you have to know Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, that's Kabbalah. Okay, it's not about how to behave when you're playing golf. That's not Kabbalah. This is nice, but that's not Kabbalah. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say I teach Kabbalah Gym. Within Kabbalah Gym, there is a secret of that. But Kabbalah Gym is not the main idea of Kabbalah. You understand? Or any type of Kabbalah that you're taking. Shem Balei Kabbalah. Amar lo Asaba, Barich Anit Butzina Kadisha. He said, bless you. Can you imagine the grandpa from Gan Eden said, bless you, Barich Anat. You are blessed. Butzina Kadisha. Butzina Kadisha, the holy light. He doesn't even call him by his name. He called him holy light. Rabbi Shimon. He said, whatever you say, that's what it is. So the grandpa was sent just from above to bother Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon, like, not even get angry. Boom, in you. Welcome the question. I love that. Let me tell you. It's so beautiful. Like, to let you know, Rabbi Shimon is so clear. When you say the word Rabbi Shimon, clear, there is nothing there. There is great, it's not even a good channel of God. It's like God talking through his mouth. It's not a channel. It's God talking through his mouth. Because good channel can be bad channel. It's not even a pipe. It's like, and he added to it the grandfather who came from Gan Eden and said to him, and banim, meaning children, you know, remember, eggs, chicks, banim, children, is always under the Shekhinah. Now we're going a little bit depth. Again, I'm reading today from Matok Midvash. Matok means sweet. Dvash means honey, sweeter than honey. It's a commentary that was done by many, many Kabbalists in the last 500 years. So usually we study for Ma'alot HaSulam, which is Rav Brandwein. So I'm going now a little bit a different aspect. And I'll continue, because we studied that part from a different point of view. So what is that people who study Kabbalah? Asked the Rabbi Moshe Cordovero and the Gra and all of the Mekubalim. Shesh Madrigot, there is six level in study Kabbalah. Tzadikim, haoskim bekabbalah, righteous, who busy with Kabbalah. Shem mishvashim bevav k'tzavot demalchut. And like, Zeher Anpin has six level, the people who study Kabbalah has a six level. Ve'em merkaveh eleah ve'oskim b'tikuneh. So when you study Kabbalah, you either come from chesed, you either come from gvoah. There is different type of people, right? There is people who are chesed, they're just kind. It's good. There is people who are just nasty and tough because they are gvura, but they're still tzaddikim. There's no question about them. You know, they are the tough one. They are the one who crush all your negativity. Then there is the one who tiferet. There are one who only study tiferet. Then you have netzach. Then you have what? We're going to study about it now. ומרכבה אליו עוסקים בתיקונה ומפרשים זה אחר זה. חסידים הם העוסקים בחסידות שורש ובחסד. It says if you go to חסד, there is חסידים. חסידים, I'm not talking about חסידים because of the head they're wearing. Now I'm thinking to myself like, where did the head come from? So I was investigating the idea and I discovered, ברוך השם, I found that the Ari talk about having a head that have a three skin because of Keter Chokhmah Binah, but they have to be specifically led. told Debbie, I think I'm buying one. I said, well, you're weird, you're going to be with that hat. You know, build it yourself and sew it yourself. There is secret about it. But I'm not sure everybody who wear a hat know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not judging, I don't think. So Hasidim is kind people who study Kabbalah. So there is kindness to the people who study Kabbalah. So which means, if you see somebody who's not kind to study Kabbalah, you cannot judge them, because maybe he's different style. Giborim who study Kabbalah. Who is Giborim? Giborim means brave. Brave coming from left column, from Gvura. Amit Gabrim and Etrim Gvura. Who are those Giborim? Sometimes you see somebody who's so nasty in his face, so sad, so scary, almost going to kill someone, but he's a big Kabbalist. I know a few like that, alive, in Israel. And you get closer to him, you want to go the other way. You don't even want to pray minyan with them, so scary. But who are they? They're very powerful, because you know what they're doing all day long? They are giborim mitgabrim al yitzram, meaning they're overcoming their temptation all day long. That's how they study Kabbalah. It's another style. It's left column. Very strong people, by the way. Those are the ones who make miracles, by the way. Ma'are Torah, alondim v'yodim arbe Torah. Tiferet is the people who only study and know a lot of Torah. They love Kabbalah through the study. Ad shenikraim b'tor ba'ale Torah. And we call them the owner of Torah and Tiferet. Then you have prophet, the one who study Kabbalah, who prophet, they can tell the future, they come from Netzach. Visionary, Chozim means visionary, they have a vision of what's going to be. It's different than prophet, because prophet is going like Moses, okay, or Eliyahu Navi, they're going to a different level. Chose is somebody who, you know, look at people or see things or astrology or different things, but they can exactly know what's every person's soul is. It's called Chose. This has come from Hod. Tzaddikim, people who are righteous, meaning they just justify everything about life. You ask them why that happened, they will find you a good reason for that. Those are Yesod. They come from Yesod. Now it's going to go to the details. Chasidim, Misatra de Chesed. They come from Chesed, which means Abraham. They study all their Torah of Kabbalah come from Abraham. They act like Abraham Avinu. What did Abraham do? Did Abraham was born Chesed? The Zohar asked. The Kunei Zohar asked. You think Abraham was born Chesed? No, actually he wasn't born Chesed. He wasn't. He was known that there is a chamber called Chesed, and he said, I'm going to do goodness non-stop like crazy until I will have the merit that Chesed chamber will become mine. He fight for that. So everybody who act like Chesed, like crazy, especially hospitality, that's what Avraham, that's what, you know, Debbie, God bless Debbie, it's her birthday today, happy birthday, Debbie, Hebrew birthday, yeah, Gibel Sivan. And also Michael, if he's watching, they're born on the same day. So, and both of them have chesed. You know, Debbie style is chesed. You know, chesed, how can I give? You think, how can I give? How can I give my house? How can I give my food? How can I give this? They give it. It's a style. It's not the only style, but it's a style. So people like this connect to Abraham and Sarah. They connect, this is what they're always thinking. You know, they're eating, they're thinking how to give. They want a glass of water. It doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a lot. But they're always into the mode of what can I give. Always. So then you get to Avraham. Vuk ma'ale. En chassid ala mitchassid im kolot. Dainu shose lefnim mishoradim. Vuzhe gam dvarim shekashem lo lasot. Setos matok midvash. How do you know if you are chesed? You have to make a list of things which is hard for you to do. Don't do things which is easy for you to do. Make a list every day. What is hard for me to do? Who is hard for me to say hello to? Who is hard for me to ask forgiveness for? Which amount of money is hard for me to give? All those things, you have to look for that. And once you look for that, then you are in the chamber of Avraham. ומוסר נפשו לתקן את השכינה ונקת לשון עם קונו תאמן זה אהב לה כן יהיו אכסניה דילת שעושה עצמו כזה בקרב וכזה תחסן את זה וישרי קדושה עד עליו. And what he does, he is willing to make himself as the nest, so then God will sit in his nest. So the idea of achnasat orchim, the idea of hospitality, and I always say to people, if you didn't invite anybody to your house, God cannot come in, because you always have to have people come, even give them a cookie. I remember it was a couple that came to see Debbie and me, And I knew they don't have money. So I said to Debbie, I don't know how to tell them, but they have to invite us for them to have like a miracle. They have to invite people. So who are they going to invite? They don't know a lot of people. I said, tell them to invite me. Invite me for a glass of tea. They don't have money, but a glass of tea, or a tea bag, and water, a glass of tea. And they have a really difficult time. They couldn't do it. Just couldn't invite me for even a glass of tea. Debbie give them a hint. In the end, I tell them, can I come for a glass of tea into your house? Like, we get even to that point that we even, like, ask. The idea that they couldn't even think about the giving, and they were stuck with no children. In the end, they needed to adapt, and they couldn't adapt, so it was going to procedure. It was very difficult for them. But now they have kids. The kids had to be in the hospital for 1 year, but eventually the kids came home. So a miracle that happened. And I could never tell them again. A glass of tea. Be chesed. Then God will come and can do. But if you cannot have people coming even for a glass of tea, then don't expect a miracle. What miracle? Why would I give you a miracle? Why would I waste a miracle on you? That you cannot even give a glass of tea to a person? Let them have the miracle of the guy who gives a glass of tea. The people who know how to give, they should have the glass of tea. They should have the miracle, not you. For that reason, Avraham, as a child, Avraham never meant to have a child. His astrological chart showed no children. What we call in the house three. No children. Sarah was never supposed to have kids. They're meant to be wonderful people. Teach us how to do chesed, teach us how to do good. But because they achieve such a high level, it's not normal. Lot, to live with his nephew. His nephew was basically the son of his brother, who his brother, you know, jumped to the fire with Avraham to show that he believed. Not because he believed, because he said, if Avraham made it, I'm going to make it too. But he never make it. His name is Aran. That's why he was reincarnated in Aharon. You know, everything is together there. And then Moshe, the whole thing come together. But I'm trying to say, gotta give. You cannot just receive, gotta give. Stop getting out of that. You know, when you are not giving, you become rusty. Your brain become rusty, your soul become rusty, your heart, because everything is rusty. Even if you have all the money in the world, you are a miserable, boring human being. Only giving people are fun to be with. People only think, what can I get from everything? They're dead. They're just dead. They're just chicken with no head. They just keep walking so they can do the work that they need to do for others. But truly, I told you the story with this billionaire from Washington, D.C., who's giving all the money, eventually. He doesn't want to give it to his son, he's giving to his granddaughter. What he doesn't know, I'm the only one who carried the secret, that his granddaughter is not actually the daughter of his son. It was his ex-wife of the son, cheated on him with a guru from Palm Spring here, and she became pregnant, and then she ran away with that man, and they both died. So the granddaughter that he has to carry, the only one, is with him. Now, and the money all go to her, 1.5 billion. She's not even blood related. I love that. Those kind of stories, like, to show you don't want to be chesed. No way. Is this because God hates you? No. The flow of the energy cannot come. It cannot happen without chesed. So those the people who study Kabbalah to chesed. ודאי שכינתה וכן השכינה דהי קנדלי, דזייר פרקי, הוא שוכן אצלה בכל מקום שהיא נמצאת. לפעמים דרגת בן דילה שיש לה ייחוד שלם, ויש עוד מדרגת ייחוד שהשכינה היא חל דילה, לפעמים מדרגת הייחוד היא פחותה בבחינת מלון דילה, פשוט ברק הזה שיש ייחוד בבית בחינות, לפעמים הם פנים בפנים, שווים כמו דבר אינו אחרי, היא מתייחדת עם עובדי, שייחוד רק מחזה שלו ולמטה, ולאו מילה מחסנה כמו בחוץ לארץ. So there is two levels of connection. When a person has a connection, thank you. When a person, she cannot help it, you see, Debbie, you cannot help it. You see, I need something up on the spot. Chesed, that hopefully everybody will learn that from her, you know? I mean, she does it, but eventually, before she does it, one of you will do it, so she will not have to do it. You know, that's a gift that you have, my own. It's a gift. So the idea is, there is hotels, and there is your home. Your home is different than hotel. People go to hotel. Why nobody stay in a hotel? Stay in a hotel for 5 years. Stay in a hotel for 5 years. Everybody will tell you it's not the same. Why? Go I put you in a fancy hotel. Live there in a Mirage or on a Canon or other or Four Seasons or Sea. Stay, enjoy. I want to go home. But your home room is smaller, but it's in my home, you know, it's my stuff. So there is a difference between achsania, meaning hotel, to your home. Your home is bechazev lemata. Remember we study about the tiferet is divided to two, from tiferet and above, that's your home, and hotel is from chazev lemata. So where do you consider hotel? Outside of Israel is hotel. No matter where you live, it's hotel. With this hotel now, we're in hotel. Until you're not in Israel, you're not living in the house. House is Israel. For us, house is Israel. You're a spiritual person, house is Israel. That's what we're doing this trip. This time we're going to do a trip, not only like people like grave, fanatic about grave. We're going to do more than that. It's going to be tzaddikim. It's going to be study, and it's going to be fun. Because if you only go to grave, you cannot find the energy of Israel. You find the energy of the through the tzaddik, or enjoy in Israel, which is good, but maybe it's not in your level. What are you going to do with that energy? Once you go to the hotel, either you become depressed, tired, or you didn't get it. But if you do three level, you know, archaeology, you study or try to conquer it, fun, dance, swim, do something, and tzaddikim, you got the feeling according to you, you got the feeling according to point of view of people who are stupid enough to think they can control it, like the Roman or the other one, and then you go to the tzaddik. And there is a certain meditation and a certain tzaddikim you're not supposed to speak. Hopefully I will be able to do it with you, that we don't speak for 6 hours, you will see the difference. Okay? And I will look at the book, if you're allowed to do Yehud. I do Yehudim usually, which is different letters without talking, and then the tzaddik basically, and your soul exchange, you exchange. But you have to be in the right condition and everything like that. But again, you can't just do tzaddikim. Don't do this mistake. I did the mistake for many years. I didn't know that. Like something is fanatic. Because what you think is receiving is not giving. You think, tzaddik, oh, I was here. We did 35, yeah. I used to do it. I mean, I know all the places. But you gotta go. I mean, what's there? I mean, well, why? You know? He's alive, so what are you doing? You know? And when we go, one of the nights will be a Rosh Chodesh, it's been when the righteous come down to the land, they physically come down the land, so become awake. Under the stone, they are awake. It's quite dangerous to just, hello, nice to meet you. What is this? What is Shalom, you know? אלא רוצה לומר אף לפי שיש כמה בחינת בייחוד זכן וכל מקום הכל תלו בקפום או בענה שתקין לה. It's beautiful, he said, I didn't see it before. And it's related to what I said before. And it all depends on how far are you based on that the connection will be. לפי מה שעוסק בתורה ועבודה בסירות נפש. How much you study Torah. How much you do work for the Torah. I mean volunteering, different thing. במסירות נפש. With really sacrifice your soul. מבחינת נו עוז לאלוקים, ככה זוכה לתקן ולגרום לייחוד אלוקים בכל זה ובכל מקום. And all the time you said, how can I make God famous? How can I make God famous? It's all the time. It's all the time, how can I make God famous? ובגין דאי עדיף בידת חזד לאברהם, ושעשה עם חזד כונו כנזכר לאל. And for that reason, he make a house for God. Now, Ben Ishchai is the rabbi from Iraq, said, if you talk about the nest of the bird, it's Olam Asiya, the world of action. If you talk about a house, you say Olam Yetzira, the world of formation. This is also Ben Ishchai, by the way. If you talk about chamber, Olam Bria, the world of creation. And if you talk hotel, it's actually say Olam Atzilut. Very interesting, right? I mean, different opinion. I'm not going to say what's right, what's wrong. Just sharing with you. But we continue. We were only in Chesed. Now we're going to Gvura. Giborim. Who are those Giborim? Gabrim Al Yetzram. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. And I hope you're going to read it. And read it in my new book soon. When is the new book coming? 2 weeks? 3?
A little bit more.
Whoa! Yeah. It's coming. But eventually it's coming. 2 years after I write it, it's eventually coming. But at least we know it's there. Self-publish. So, Giborim is people overcoming their temptation, their yetzer. Why those people are capable of overcoming their temptation? There are some people, like the chesed people, cannot overcome the temptation. They're nice people, but they cannot overcome the temptation. Can? Why those yet? Because the left column people are not necessarily nice to people. But if there is the angel of death come off one of them, they overcome it. That's why those people, there is nothing can be in front of them. So there is no temptation. You know, there is a story, the most famous story in the Talmud. It's about a guy that every time the dark side come to God, they say, I can tempt any person. I say, really? This guy in Yerushalayim, nobody can tempt him. He said, no, I can do it. I said, try. But God tell him, there is no chance. This guy, no chance. So he tried, and he... brought beautiful girls with good smell and everything to chase him, go in front of him in his study. He go in front of him, she broke the window, she went in, all kind of tricks and magic and black magic to do it. So he took the knife, put it in the fireplace and blind himself. And at that moment, the dark lord fell down from heaven all the way down. And God has to pick him up. He said to him, I told you, I know this guy. Nobody can do it. So God said to the Raphael, he said, go bring his eyes back right now. So Raphael came to me and said, I'm a messenger from God. I have to put new eyes for you. So I don't want it. Don't want it. If God want to test me like this, I don't think I'm strong enough. I don't want to do it. He says, God know that you're strong and nobody has a chance to overcome. He say, promise me that God say it. He say, God say you will be okay. You will never be tempted again. And they give him back his eyes. It's a story that I was a beautiful story. I'm telling you a short version. You should read the whole version. But just to let you know that there is people coming from Gvura. They overcome things, you know? They overcome things. This is not their thing. You understand what I'm saying? It's not their thing. You know, they see food, right? I see food. I'm not coming from Gvura. I see food. It's food. What can I do? I would say it's a shame to throw it to the garbage. They don't talk like this. For me, this is no good. Take the Baba Sali, the one who used to make a miracle, never, almost didn't eat. Baba Sali was coming like from left column. That's why he could do any miracle he wants. Those people can do any miracle they want. Because nothing can touch them. They're untouchable. They can even overcome the dark lord himself. And they can cancel it. Because they never touch Malchut. And they give power to the Malchut. And they are overcoming the negative forces. Because the only problem that happened in the world, what bring earthquake and whatever bring disaster and disease and all this and that, is when the dark lord replacing the light. Meaning, like there is God and the Shekhinah, also in the dark side, there is the dark side and his wife. And they are called the servant and the maid. So when they're replacing it, it says, King Solomon said, three things create problem in the world. One of them is when they take the place of God and his wife. So those people are capable, because of their power, not to let that happen. Again, if you're next to them, it's not comfortable. Because they are always alert. Always alert. You know, take the Baal Shem Tov, always said like that. One time they asked the Baal Shem Tov, can we feel your energy? Can we feel your energy? He said, I'm going to touch your heart and you're going to feel what I feel. And it was the Megid Memezet. He almost died after he felt it. And his student asked him, what did you feel? He said, I felt the fear that the Baal Shem Tov has on everything that tried to tempt him. They don't look at life physical. They look at life like, okay, when the next test? When the next test? Bring it on. What is it? Food? What is it? Sex? What is it? Insult? What is it? Somebody steal my money and spit on my face? What is it next? So nothing can, you know, understand the overcoming every aspect. And by that, they remove any judgment. Any judgment. ואגב, שדרש הפסוק תחת עבד, היא כועסת עוד יותר מעל איש שלא מתפר בשעת קריאת שמע. So what is the most powerful thing a man can do? every day, a man, not a woman, is when he do Kriyat Shema, when he read the Shema, to put tefillin. Why? Because the tefillin you put on the left arm, and the left arm is the judgment. So when a man tie the tefillin on the right hand, even if it's for 10 minutes, just for Shema, then he can crush that other side. It's a... There is another pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech said, that there is somebody who is kamtan, somebody who is cheap. Cheap. That's one of the reasons problems happen in the world. Or a person has money, and he sees somebody who study Torah or teach Torah, but they don't have food, or they don't have money, or they don't have something, and they're not always looking what they can give them. The famous story, I'm going to take you there, is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, one of the greatest tzaddikim ever lived. There is the famous triangle. So I don't know if you can climb that mountain, I usually do it alone. So there is a mountain where Rabbi crossed for Dai, then Rabbi Saragossi from Sicily, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, one of the students of Rabbi Akiva in the time 2000 years ago. In this triangle, Eliyahu Navi revealed the most. Who was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai? What the story, if you read about it in English, what it say? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, they used to see him, eventually, the student, that he never seemed together with his wife. They knew he was married, but they never seen with his wife. And when he go to the marketplace in the winter, he wear her coat. And when she go to the market, she wear his coat. The student and the people start to be ashamed. This guy's a miracle maker. Say, my teacher don't have money for a coat and I'm eating food? Right away, they collect money from everybody and they knock on his door and say, we're so sorry, please remove the judgment for us, because it was a judgment. Because when you have somebody who study Torah, like at that level, and God forbid you don't know his problem and you don't care, the problem go to you. Because he's the last to get it. Everybody else will get it. So right away, say, be begging you, please take money from us, please. And Rabbi Yehuda look at them and say, I don't need. Say, Rabbi Yehuda, we saw you. We saw you without coat. I said, I'm okay, please. I'm okay. I said, please. So they didn't believe. He said to them, you want to believe me? He took his stuff, he lifted the bottom of his house because it was very old house, and he showed them. He said, look what I have under my house. He showed them about 1,000,000 gold coin under his house. He said, what do you think? You were the first one who's been here? God and the angel came and put it there, and they want me to take it from there. I'm not going to take. Everybody want me to take from them. No, I'm not taking. I'm keeping it for the world to come. I don't want anything. And the students start to crash. They didn't know how big it was. For that reason, I don't know if you know that, where is Barry in the backyard, they brought all the baby and children that was killing the Holocaust. They bury all the bones, they bury it behind in the yard. Because they see a guy like this, like, what can you say more? So when Rabbi Isaac Luria used to take his student, Rabbi Chaim Vital, he used to say, first we're going to start Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, and then we start going, and you have to be quiet. Don't talk after Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, because you're going to hear voices of the tzaddikim from the grave start talking to us, if you do it right. That's why many people go there, and there is water by itself. I think I took you. You go downstairs, and there is water in the bottom. Nobody knows where it's come from. We talk about people. So, a person like this need money, you have to chase, beg him. Beg him. It's like I begged the guy in Uruguay a day before a miracle happened to me. I begged him, please take money for me. I'm begging you. I'm going to kiss you if you take my money. He said, no. So then I go buy him food. I said, take food. I said, no. Then I went back 3 times. I said, can you bless me for the bread and wine I give you? I said, if that's what you want, then I'm going to take it. And the day after, that was the explosion in Argentina that happened in the embassy. That's the day after. So he saved me. I didn't save him. You know, it's like, who saved who? Shlomo HaMelech said, a person who doesn't give money to somebody who teaches or study Torah is naval, is like a dead body. People who don't have nedivut lev, okay? People who don't have nedivut lev, they mean they're not nadiv. They don't always think, how can I give? Money, time, food, all day long. They want to give, they can't help it. Can't help it. My mom, God bless my mom, you know, she cannot help it. This is my mom. No matter who's asking, even we say, mom, the guy is a thief. He's a thief. We know him. Say, if he knock on my door, That's my mom. That's how she teach me. Knock on my door. And he's a thief. It's a shame. And if it's a shame, I'm not going to make him more ashamed. I'm giving. It's my mom's lesson. That's from her. Without her, I wouldn't know that. He said, somebody knocked already on my door and asked me? He's wrong. So what is my business? He knocked on my door. He's more ashamed than me. So I'm going to give. Is he cheating me? That's between me and God. It's a tear of my mom. Again, it's not always makes sense. But that's my mom, you know. And now you know who's coming from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and who's not. The one who talk like this, that always give, he come from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They always give, doesn't matter. What make Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov special? They're always looking to give. This was the idea. First look to give, we talk about if it's right or wrong later. But can I give you? Can I give you? Can I do something for you? דא קמצן אי אני אדעת נקרא נבל כמו שאומרים נבל ולא חכם בתרד להביא טוב לפי שלא עושה חסד למראה תורה לדבר חכמים. Somebody who's cheap not to help תלמידי חכמים is not to help everybody. I'm not talking about poor. My mom help everybody, but the main thing is to help somebody who study and teach Torah. That's the main thing, to feed them, to help them, to do different thing, to chase them until they say yes. You don't want the person who teaches study Torah to have issue with money. Because if they're going to start thinking about money, they don't teach it well enough, and they don't study it well enough, and then the energy fall down, and they always worry, I'm going to pay the rent. Did we order tea? You know, those things are not allowed to do it to them. Like Hillel. Hillel HaZaken, who was Hillel? The most famous Kabbalist of ever lived, any rabbi who ever lived, is Hillel. You swear by his name, Hillel. Who was Hillel? Who was he? Hillel was living in Jerusalem. Didn't have money. It was very expensive to go study. So who is the most famous teacher ever? Shmaya and Naftalion. Both of them are grandchildren of Neron. You know, Neron, the worst human being. But they came to the highest level of a human being can be. They bury in a place. You remember, I take you there. Two places in the middle of a villa of somebody. That's where they bury. So he said, I don't have money. It was Tevet. It was the month of Tevet in Jerusalem, it's cold. He said, you know what? I'm going to go on the roof. There is a little hole where usually when it's hot, cold, they put the fire. And I'm going to listen. They didn't put the fire. It wasn't cold yet. He started listening. He enjoyed the Torah so much. The snow started falling. And then they saw the shape of his body. He was almost freezing to death. They brought him into the school. Shabbat afternoon, they put him next to the fire, give him some soup. And they ask him, who are you? He said, my name is Hillel. So, what are you doing on the roof? He said, I don't have money, I'm a poor man. And I want to study your knowledge. You are the most powerful teacher. So, I will do whatever it takes. So you can die. He said, well, it's a memit atzmoale. I say, the one who studied Torah has to die for the Torah. So Shmaya afternoon took him to become his number one student. And who did he have? He had 120 students. The number one student, Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel. The last student is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who is the teacher of Rabbi Eliezer ben Onkelus, who is the teacher of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the lowest one. So to tell you, people who don't help people to study Torah, you know, it's a missed opportunity. והגם שהשיר הוא בעצמו תלמיד חכם, אבל והורייתא בלא פקידה שהוא בקיים מצוות צדקה וחסד, לא היא תורת השם. כלומר בתורה בלבד, לבין שאין לו אלוה. If a person just study Torah, let's say, what about the person who study Torah? Does he need to give too? Of course. Yeah, that's what Tikkuni Hazor said. While you are studying Torah, you also to give too. Either give knowledge, give money, give food, give something. You know, you have to give. You have to go around. What's going on? You know, you have to go and say, hey, Debbie, if there is somebody in the neighborhood who has a wedding or chatuna or bar mitzvah or brit that they don't have money for the food or clothes or shoes, we want to know. We want to know. By the way, we do stuff like that so you can be part of it. We cannot tell you the names of the people, but you always can be part of hiddenly help people that they don't know it's you. And we go there. The people have food, they have table, they have shoes, they have dress, they have whatever they need. They don't need to know who it is. They don't need to know nothing. And once you do something like that, it's very important. It doesn't have to be big. It's bread, peanut butter, something small. So who is Ma'aret Torah? Who is the people who Tiferet Torah? They come from center column. because על ידי תורה לשמה מעלים מן ומקשתים את המלכות מייחדים אותה עם זה רבים בעלה. When you study Torah not for the sake of people respecting you or for the sake of just you enjoy, then you elevated the מלכות to the highest level. ועיקר מלד לימוד תורה הוא אחר חצות הלילה כי אז מתחיל תיקון המלכות. When do you do it to the מלכות? Only after midnight. When you study after midnight and soon after Shavuot, we're going to start to do study hopefully Friday, right? We're going to start to do every Friday like 5 a.m., which is either we do it 5 a.m. or either after midnight, so we can study and elevate the Malchut. דבי חצות לילה, אבא קם דוד לחברה אלה בשכינת דקת לילה. Where do we learn it from? King David. King David always wake up in the middle of the night to study. בשביל תיקון המלכות קם דוד המלך חצות כדי לאחד את זרם בין מלכות שהיא מידת לילה. For that reason, דוד המלך was wake up in the middle of the night to fix the מלכות. והוא בשכן שומר מה מלילה? הנביא שואל הקדוש ברוך הוא שומר ישראל, מה יהיה מהגלות הדומה ללילה? So when the Navi, the prophet asked God, what's going to be with the galut? What's going to be with the exile, which is like night, which is terrible and darkness and nothing going on? וכתיב לילה באשם, לרמז על ליל אשם, על גלות השכינה שהיא האחרונה דהוויה. Why do you call it even לילה? Why do you say לילה? It can be ליל. ליל mean night. What is it לילה? Why you have to add the letter A? Because it's Lel Hashem, the night of God, or the night of the last A of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the night of the Shekhinah, of the Malchut. Lel Shimurim Ul Hashem, Belel HaGalut, זאת אומרת, אני קרא השם, שומר את ישראל ואת השכינה. In the exile, Zeher Anpin, God is watching the Shekhinah. ובגלל של כמעט חצון, תמר חגיגה, as it written in the Talmud in Chagiga, page 12, Amud Bet, כל העוסק בתורה בלילה, whoever studied Torah at night, שעד התורה מסוגלת לקשר, תקן לעלות את השכינה מבריאה. Then he allowed the שכינה to elevate all the way to the world of creation, ולהכינה לזיווג של היום. And arrange it, the שכינה will be ready, ready in a daytime to connect to her husband. הקדוש ברוך הוא מושך עליו חוט של חסד ביום. Then God makes sure that that person will have like a silver line from his soul all the way to heaven. לפי שהוא גרם להמשיך חסדים על ידי חוט זכר ונקבה. Because of him there is mercy in the world. Or because of her. לכן הוא מקבל חלק משפע החסד. For that reason he received the all חסד. שנאמר יאמר מצווה השם חזור למי ישר בלילה שירה עמו. למי שלמד תורה בלילה. Whoever study at night, that will be already been arranged for him. So that's תפארת. So what is that? חוזים ונביאים. Prophet and visionary. נצח ועוד. כדי שתקנו את המלכות, היא מקבלת שפע הנבואה מנצח ועוד. Now, once מלכות is becoming fixed, then you start receiving prophecy and vision for מלכות. ומשפיעתו לצדיקים הרואים לנבואה, and it brings it to the righteous that deserve to know. דבר כללי נתרין שמה נדון ניות כבב כעודעדני, כי בנצח יש שם אביה, ובעוד שם אדוני. When you look at Netzach, is Yud Kei Vav Kei. When you look at Hod, is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. ומתייחדים ביסוד שמשם מקבלת מלכות הנבואה. And both of them become one, which is 91, and it's got to Yesod. It's got to Yesod, and the prophecy comes from there. If you put Yud Kei Vav Kei together, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together, which is Adonai, you have 8 letters. Like have Tamyana, Sivre Nevi'im, and you receive how many books of prophet you have? How many book of prophet you have? Exactly 8. Exactly 8. Yoshua, Shoftim. Joshua, the judges. Shmuel, Samuel. Melachim, kings. Yeshaya, Isaiah. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah. Yechezkel, Ezekiel. And Treasar. And Treasar, the 11. I don't know how to say it. Treasar. ונביאים טרין דיינו נביאים ראשונים ואחרונים. ה-10 לקבל 10 ספרים שיש בין נצח ועוד שמשם נמשך עם נבואת הנביאים. קבל להיכנס ל-10 ספרות חזה יחזקאל 10 מראות. אמני טעם אזיקל as a prophet saw what he saw 10 times. נזכרים בסוכים האחרונים שפרשה לקטע 10 ספירות. צדיקים הנזכרים לאל מסתרת הצדיקים מושרשים ביסוד. So the צדיק receiving everything from יסוד after נצח ועוד come the prophet and the visionary, same level, נצח ועוד, like משה ואהרון. לפי שנותרים עוד בריא קודש, what's so special about people come from יסוד? They are able to control their sexuality. That's it, that's their test. על כל עניין השש מדרגות צדיקים, אדמר לא תיקח הם על הבנים. So for all those six levels, say רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, you cannot take the M על הבנים, you cannot take the mother, the שכינה, remember? From the son, remember? Now we're going back. You cannot take the mother from the son, sons, meaning you cannot take the שכינה away from them. אלא אם הקדישה השכינה שתהיה חופפת עליהם לשמרם בכל מקום ומקום. Because the שכינה has to watch them wherever they go, כיוון שהם דבקים בה. Because they connect to the שכינה, ופורחים עם כל מקום שהיא פורחת כאן ישראל אל. And they fly wherever she go. They don't want to be any other place but, but there. Yeah, I promise to stop here. I know it's enjoyable now because we start understanding what's going on, but we gotta take a little break. We study only Matok Midvash today, and we covered all six level. And next time we're gonna study how to basically study the Torah, how to exactly study the Torah. So that was good today. Thank you.